Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. Man show's on tonight. Oh, yeah. Comedy Central. Saw it on the satellite earlier.
Ah.
Very good one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, went to a dildo factory.
Oh.
Very enlightening. And, of course, Wheel of Destiny. Always a big man show.
This is the one we actually pee on the guy's wallet, isn't it?
No.
No.
No, that was last season. I just got back from Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful up there. Drew got back from Dodger Stadium, where he played in his celebrity game. How'd that go?
It was fun.
That was Saturday?
Yeah.
Who played?
Who was it? Who did you know was there? Molly Culver was there, your girlfriend.
From VIP.
And that girl can chuck a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can play baseball.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, oh, I like this that. Is too bad Adam's not here.
No, I'm really in love with her.
Yeah.
And did you play?
I hit.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
I hit out deep center.
Deep center?
Deep, well, not very deep center, but in the center.
Medium center.
Medium center, yeah.
Medium shallow. Texas medium leaguer.
Yeah.
They're playing up on you.
Yeah.
Who was playing center?
Mindy, I forget Mindy's last name.
A chick?
That's what I was told.
A chick got you out? Mindy Sterling?
Mindy Sterling.
From I know her from the Groundlings, but you guys would know her scared me. Here, let's do a little
not Mindy Sterling.
I know her from the Groundlings.
No, God. It's embarrassing because I know Mindy from a million meetings. She's one of the entertainment reporters for like local news here.
All right. So it's an all-star lineup.
Yeah.
The point is, a chick got you out in center field?
Yep.
Jesus
Fancy.
Christ.
She was a great player, too. I mean,
great?
No.
You must have hit it right into her mid.
These guys can play.
Oh, please. I was there a few years ago. No one can play. Did your team win?
We lost by one. There was a game. They got a lot of guys
Did you get some innings in?
No. It was worse this year because they're like twice as many people as usual. And so it was just being cranked through. And it was lucky to get up to bat.
I'll tell you, I've participated in a couple celebrity type events. Never enough time for the actual event.
Yeah, it's not really there to play the game.
The people,
although guys are there to play ball.
Yeah, the people who put the event on want to see you get out there. They want the photo ops. They want to say you did it and all. They want to give you the jersey and everything. But I'd like to play. I'd like to get in nine innings.
There were a lot of people there wanting to play ball. Seriously, and there were some players. I mean, those people could play ball.
Okay. Austin Powers was where Mindy Sterling is from. She's like the crazy German woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, so you got out by chick. I went to Yosemite and took a nice hike, went to some waterfalls, and jumped in some water that was about 35 degrees.
But I had that weird experience that when we did the Dodger game, you have when these professional ballplayers come up to you and want to meet you.
Yeah.
That's always kind of a weird moment.
Yeah, who wanted to meet you?
Dave Hansen, who was Dodger player,
right.
Lives down in San Juan Capistrano, listens to us every night.
And, wow.
Yeah. And he invited me over to watch with the kids, put my kids out in the outfield for their batting practice. And
wow, the kids, must have went nuts.
My kids went insane. They're huge Dodger fans.
Let me tell you something with those kids of yours, Drew. Too much,
I
too
know.
Soon.
Listen, this is where I really feel it. It's like, hey, you know, they're down there watching Gary Sheffield warm up. They're 6 feet away from him.
You know, we talk to people on a nightly basis who say at 16, sex is not good enough anymore. I have to go the anal route, and then right as I orgasm, I pop one of those amyl nitrate popper so I can get a rush.
You're telling me that's going to be my kids in 10
years? Going,
yeah, thank you.
You say to the guy, listen, you're burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
You've had too much too soon. You're overwhelmed, overstimulated.
Where do you go from there?
Where do you go from here? Your kids, if they're not at Disneyland, they're out on the field at Dodger Stadium taking batting practice with Gary Sheffield. There's nowhere to go. It's all. This is going to be it.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Just be prepared for years and years and years and years of therapy. Mike?
Yes, hello.
You're 21?
Yeah, I'm 21. Well, I had a problem because, last 2 weeks, it was very hard for me because I met a girl on the internet. And, we kissed and everything, but then later on she asked me to have sex. Well, I am a virgin.
Hang on a second. You met her online?
Yes.
And then you went and met her in person?
Actually, yeah.
She lives near you?
Well, she lives in very near, about 5 seconds from me walking by. Well,
that's kind of interesting coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, well.
Well, out of all the millions of people online, you meet somebody that's 5 seconds away from you?
Yeah. I didn't know that she was living so close to me when she...
Doesn't that strike you as kind of peculiar?
Okay. No.
Okay,
no.
Mike, here's what I'm going to need you to do. Okay. Even if it doesn't strike you as peculiar, it strikes the rest of sane America as peculiar.
The rest of humanity.
I'm going to need you to acknowledge that so we can move on.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead, acknowledge it.
Okay, I acknowledge it. Okay.
Yes, it is a strange coincidence.
Well, maybe, but... Well...
Well, here's the problem. I know we can't even get off the ground in this show, but here's the problem I have. When you bring up something that's like a coincidence, you go online, you meet somebody online, and it turns out they live two houses down from you. When you don't acknowledge that, it makes me wonder if it happened or if there's something we don't know.
Or something you don't know, like somebody was stalking you or something, or somebody arranged that meeting.
Nothing that he couldn't know, because he would still think it was a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So you go, isn't that a coincidence? They go, yeah, maybe. And they keep going, and you think, well, wait a minute, maybe there's a part of this story that's missing.
Something's missing, yeah.
But I don't know if we're going to be able to find that out from Mike. Mike?
Yeah.
So just total coincidence that she lived down the street from you.
Yes.
Okay.
Really.
Okay. Well, do they have local chat? They must have neighborhood chats or something, right?
No. I met her on the Yahoo chat.
But you weren't in a chat unique for your neighborhood or designed for your vicinity or anything?
No. It was like only for Chicago area. So the entire Chicago is like on chat.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, but it wasn't the entire world on chat. At least we had narrowed it down to Chicago.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's entire Chicago. But I didn't know really when I met her that she was living a few seconds from me.
Are you stupid or something?
We got that, Yakov. So what's up?
Okay, well...
Now you kissed...
Yes, and then she asked me to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, because I am a virgin, so I don't know what I should do or what I should think.
I see. And, what you should think is, great, I'm not going to be a virgin much longer, and then what you should do is have sex.
How old is she?
And, well, she's 19.
Do you like her?
Well, I met her only about twice, really, so, well, it's kind of, well, chatting on the internet is making you think that, you know the person, well.
Right, which is sort of an illusion, isn't it? Where are you from, Mike?
Well, originally, I am not from the United States.
Shocking.
Hold the phone.
Wait a minute, Adam.
Not from the United States.
Wait a minute, I don't get
hey,
it.
Oh,
now there's something missing.
Canada.
Yeah, okay.
Canada.
No, I'm from Poland originally.
Oh, holy crap. All right, so you're from Poland. You've been in the United States for how long?
Well, about 3 years right now.
3 years. And English is pretty good.
Well, when I came here, I couldn't even speak English. That's the point.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's nice.
You're a genius.
Well, it took me a while.
Well, so... Do you want to see her for a third time?
Well, of course. And she really wants to meet me.
What do you do for a living?
Well, right now I am a student at college. So that's
don't you meet people at school?
Yeah, but, well, I am kind of shy, so it kind of takes...
And what's this woman like?
Well, she's kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. Yeah. Mike, you're not that interested in her. You don't like her. She scares you.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. No, listen.
Meet someone at school. Trust your instincts.
Trust your instincts. Yeah. Polish as they may be, still trust them. Are we not doing enough Polak jokes anymore in the United States?
They sort of lost their...
We got to get back. We got to get back with that.
Lost their edge, I think.
Here's the deal. As a 21-year-old guy, you go out on two dates with a girl, you know damn well whether you like her or not. You don't do that we barely know each other crap.
Yeah, I know.
He went out on two dates... Yeah. If he was into her, he'd be into her.
He's not into her. He's never dated before, so he's like doesn't understand the cues and milestones and what's going on or what, you know. He does. He said it himself. I don't know what to think.
This ain't the one for Mike.
Hey, I saw Gary Marshall this weekend.
Yeah.
He wants to come up here.
He'll never be here.
Yeah, he said call.
All right.
And Jay Moore said hi.
Oh, all right. Well, he may come in.
Yeah.
All right, good times. Krista?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 28.
Yes.
Yes.
I was talking to my doctor last week, and I thought that Dr. Drew had said before on the show some time ago that there is a hormone that a woman releases when she has an orgasm that makes her want to bond with whoever she's with.
I'm not sure that's necessarily in response to orgasm, but in response to intimacy and physical intimacy, it's called oxytocin.
How do you spell that?
O-X... I have to almost spell it. O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N.
Okay, because he...
Well, what do you mean? You mean during intercourse?
It's a hormone that women release in intimate encounter that men release less of, and even more so, men don't respond to oxytocin.
Uh-huh.
And so the influence of testosterone, oxytocin doesn't do very much. And the influence of estrogen, it becomes very much of a bonding experience. And then estrogen has a whole other effect on the physiology of,
okay,
in terms of increasing receptivity.
Why should women release it if men aren't receptive to it?
No. Men release it in their own brain, from their own brain into their own system, but it doesn't do anything to them. When women release it in their brain into their system, they feel a bond to the person that they're with.
They release it into the environment.
No. It's from the pituitary into their bloodstream.
Fantastic.
So is it when you spend time with a person, does it not necessarily be released more when you have sex with a person?
I'll recommend a book. Let me recommend a book. It's called Two of Them, Sex on the Brain and Alchemy of Love and Lust.
Okay.
And it talks about the influences of these different hormones and how profoundly different the male hormones are and how different our brains are and how different they are under the influences of these different hormones that we each have.
Why do you want to know, Krista?
Well, basically, interestingly enough, I dated a guy who was, very Catholic, and we didn't have sex for the year and a half we were dating. And I ended up really liking it because, as frustrating as it was at times, things were just so much simpler. Sex has had such a complex dynamic to a relationship that can already be complicated to begin with. So,
well, it's even simpler not to get in any relationship. Isn't that the simplest?
Well, yeah, but I still want to date people and go out and get to know people.
Hmm.
So I'm dating this guy, and I'm not saying I never want to have sex with him. I'm just he's very eager, and I'm just telling him, I want to take it slow. And so I was talking to my doctor about this, and so he happened to, I happened to mention this hormone and ask him if he knew what it was, and he couldn't think of which.
All right.
No, it's a good thing to take your time.
Don't get too caught up in the chemical part of sex and relationships. And
the reason
talking to your doctor. Hey, I'm dating this new guy, and he wants to nail
it's
me.
Good.
But
it's good.
Well, did she just call her doctor?
Krista,
yeah,
did you just call your doctor up and start chatting him up about the new dude?
He's my psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right. What are you on? Are you on something?
Yeah, I'm on Depakote and Effexor.
All right, baby.
No, the Effexor might block some of your libido, too. So.
Yeah, that's why you can date Christians.
That's never been a problem, unfortunately. But
so you're manic?
Not now.
But, I mean, that's your tendency, right?
Well, hypomania and bipolar, too.
All right, hey, good times. Take care of yourself.
Well, thank you.
Stay on those meds.
You guys are just great.
Thanks, baby. Don't have any kids.
Nice. She can't on those medicines.
Oh, okay, good.
Or good. Shouldn't on those medicines.
Hey, Drew, can't we just work a little sterilization agent into just about any antipsychotic medication that we hand out?
No.
You know, doing the math there.
Yeah.
We don't need a nut job giving birth to some smaller nut jobs. We don't need mama nut job, giving birth to baby nut job. Do you know what I'm saying? I'd like to be a part
of
that.
Yes, mine hair. you're really going for the...
I think it's a good plan.
For the manipulation of the race, huh?
Enrique? Oh, whatever race.
Hey, what's up?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hello, mayonnaise.
Hey, what's up there, Enrique? You're 18.
That's my mayonnaise.
Yeah, I just finished seeing Love Line.
You just finished what?
Seeing Love Line.
The Man Show?
You mean Man Show?
Yeah, The Man Show, yeah, my bad.
Fantastic episode this week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right. Did you enjoy The Man Show?
Well, I watched a little bit. You know, I watched the news a little bit, but...
Okay, hang on. I think it's like squeezing a bar rag trying to get a compliment on anyone who calls this show. Just watch them. It's an exceptionally good episode, wouldn't you say?
It's all right.
I didn't really watch all of it. Just go. Enjoyed it. It's not going to be a quiz. I'm not going to ask you to.
My sincerest wish is that they're just trying to be honest, and they don't have the horsepower to pre-think what they're saying.
Yeah, but imagine if we were like cops and we pull them out. You've been drinking tonight? Yeah. How much? An S load. Were you speeding? Yeah. And I killed my girlfriend. She's in the trunk. So you want me to pop it for you? She just arrest me? She'll just come in now? Enrique?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. So what's your question?
Well, all right. I had this girlfriend. I've been going out for her, I mean, with her for about a year. And I met her at work, and her mom worked with us at the same store. And they're really religious, you know, they wear the veil around their head, and, you know, she's Islamic, and...
Does she wear the veils?
Well, no, she's not, but her mom does.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Are they a little freaked about that?
Well, not really, but, I mean, they are, but they say, like, to wear it when they're married.
Hmm. Well, you wear one when you're married?
Yeah, well...
Right, because you get ugly, you get older, you don't want to put makeup on. Put the veil on.
Yeah, well, so that happened, and her parents want her to have a prearranged marriage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw each other, a lot of stuff happened between the time, like, her parents found out, I got in trouble, I talked to her parents, they were like, never see her again, or else, like, they'll disown her.
Who? Hey, listen.
That must have been a pleasant time.
Yeah.
It was hell, you know.
What's your religion?
Well, I converted to Islam.
On her behalf?
Well, not because of her, because I was doing drugs and stuff like that.
Huh.
And so, like, I didn't want to do that.
So you went with the Islam?
Yeah, like, sort of like what Malcolm X did, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And that helped you stop?
Yeah, it helped me stop.
You're still smoking pot, though?
No, I swear.
Really?
No.
Well, Islam, I mean... You should be able to smoke weed in that religion, right?
Well, I know people.
All the brothers in that? Hmm?
Well, I know people who grow that and, like, smoke cigarettes, but I don't think. I mean, I try to get away from that now.
All right. So now you're Islamic, right?
Yeah. Well,
and she's Islamic, so everything's
what's
fine.
What's the problem? Then?
Yeah, no, the problem is that they want her to marry some guy in the race.
What's their race?
And she wants to break up with me just like that, you know, so that's why I think her parents brainwashed her.
What's their race?
She's Bengali. She's from Bangladesh.
Uh-huh.
And so, like...
What are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Bolivia.
Wow.
Interesting.
Crazy mixture over there.
I mean, I'm not into... I don't care about the race, you know. It's all cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I actually prefer them, you know, because... They're more pure, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, they don't go out with guys like I don't know, they're more...
Yeah, I know what you're saying. He's from Bolivia.
Yeah, so like,
yeah.
I don't know.
They'll go out the troublemakers. No. Nicaraguans, El Salvadorians, the black guys, right? All the dirty races.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's what he said.
I'm not saying that.
That's what he meant.
No, I'm not saying that.
Italians. Yeah. I'll include myself in that group.
No.
Okay. Look, look, she broke up.
I mean, she wants to. I mean, she just like said, like, we didn't see each other for 2 weeks, and she's like, oh, I think we should break up.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Well, she wants to break up, though.
But.
Well, maybe it's her parents getting her to do it, and maybe it's her, and maybe it's that she's a product of her parents. We don't know.
I don't think it's her, because. Like, I mean, it's been a year relationship, and she just...
But I'm certain you appeal... Listen, Enrique, you appealed to her about that, though, right? You've said, this is not you, this is your parents. What does she say to that?
Well, like, in the beginning of the relationship, she's like, no matter what, you know...
No. Stay with me.
In the beginning.
When you now say to her, this has got to come from your parents, what does she say?
What do you mean? What does she say? Like,
when you confront her with what you're telling us now, that this must be a brainwashing, this must be from your parents, what does she say?
Well, she says it's partly because of her parents and of her respect for her family.
And partly?
And partly because she wants to supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Does she say allegedly or supposedly?
Because I allegedly want to break up.
Well, she didn't say that, but I mean, I know her. Really
what did
well.
She say?
She just said she just wants to break up because of her parents.
Nope.
No.
She didn't say that. She said part of it is her parents, and the other part is what?
Just because she wants to.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's the part that has meaning.
So, either way, they both have meaning. But
I mean, that's the part you can't reason with or argue with.
Right.
If she's done, she's done.
All right, but let's just say if, like, I mean, all right. Well, I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's her, you know?
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
every 18-year-old that the girlfriend wants to break up with him tells us that. that you don't understand, she doesn't understand, right? Haven't we heard that a million times?
I don't even... Yes, absolutely. And I would try to talk to Enrique, but I don't really think we have enough time, and I don't have enough energy.
Right.
Look, if he doesn't feel this is her, then, you know, ask her again. But if he keeps getting the same answer, then you have to get out of the denial phase and move on with life.
The problem is this is the beginning of a certain kind of stalking, this kind of massive denial, resented, you know, jilted lover kind of thing.
Here's the whole thing, guys. The bottom line is somebody wants out or not. If they want out, they want out. It doesn't matter what reason they give you. And unfortunately, they always give you reasons that don't have to do with you because they want to be kind.
Right.
Nobody quits a job and says to the boss, hey, you're a prick. That's why. Well, I got other opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with that is the person goes, what are they paying you?
Yeah.
I'll match it. Now you got to go back to the prick part again.
Yeah.
But this is what everybody does. Whatever you're trying to back out of, you always give the most pleasant reason, the least confrontational reason, and the easiest reason, especially when you're dealing with a guy who's got some energy,
right,
like Enrique.
You want to avoid conflict, and you want to spare people's feelings.
Right, and I wish I had, well, I got crazy parents. I wish they were Islamic, so I could have told a few girls to hit the road in my life and hid behind, pardon the reference, the veil of my parents wanting me to break up.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone does that, and Enrique can't hear that. So hear it, Enrique. That's all right. You're young.
You don't understand. I know her.
You're a young Islamic guy now, and you can find yourself some new chicks. We'll be back. Oh, yeah. Everybody now. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's hop back to the phone. So speak to Claire, who's 17. Claire?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Not much.
All right. I'm sorry. That's all right.
Making conversation.
That's okay.
I have a problem with when me and my boyfriend are messing around when we 69.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't notice it, but it, like, he urinates or it smells like he does. And it's just really odd, and he doesn't know why, and he doesn't know that he's doing it. He just knows it feels good. And I was like, why do you do that? And he says he doesn't know.
No, wait a minute. How could it...
I like the part where she goes, why do you do that? I don't know.
Because we discussed afterwards, because I was like, oh, my God. I was like, have you ever done that before? And he's like, no, that's never happened.
It smelled like he urinated.
Well, he did. It looked like it. It smelled like it because it got on my shirt. And I was like, what is that? He's like, I don't know. I was like... So
well, now wait a minute.
Now who was on? Who was the 6 and who was the 9?
I was on top.
You were on top. He was on the bottom.
Yes.
Did you see urine come out of him?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Does anything else come out of him?
No, that's all.
You see him getting in here, Adam?
Did he have an orgasm?
No. Well, when I go down on him, he doesn't have an orgasm. He can only have an orgasm during sex anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be?
Don't trust a guy like that, by the way.
Could it be sort of pre-ejaculate kind of thing?
Maybe, I don't know. But I was wondering if you could, you know, give me any answers.
Well,
on
how much comes out?
A good amount.
Hold on a second.
You got that measurement down?
Good. You said a
goodly amount.
Good amount.
I don't know. I don't know how to. It's not like I measure.
You can't quantify. You can't measure it. You know what I always love too?
The way people overestimate what comes out of a liquid form.
Well, that drives me nuts. Yeah. And when you ask a fairly simple question, and then they come back with a sort of, I didn't measure it.
Indignant.
Yeah. The question is. There's times when a man takes a leak and at the airport and he puts his penis back into his underpants and there's a nice big wet splotch on the end of his pants.
Right.
There's an amount. And then there's times you fall asleep loaded, have a dream, you're at a Subway urinal, and destroy the whole mattress and box spring. That's another amount. Now, do you have to have a graduated cylinder to determine which was more and which was less? No, but we can't get that here. I'm asking, Claire, was urine coming out of his penis
spraying
in the kind of way that you would see when someone urinates?
Yes.
Spraying out of his urine, out of his penis.
So he's lying on his back and essentially just urinating, and you're seeing urine come out of his penis.
Yes.
All right. It didn't really... How come it didn't really seem like that's what you're getting at the beginning of the call?
Because it wouldn't just some a little bit get in your shirt then that would be ruining the mattress, ruining the box springs, getting all over him. Well,
does he stop then?
Well, because it happened twice, and the first time I didn't notice, but...
How can you not notice someone urinating on you, letting loose?
Because I didn't know what it was because he was still inside of my mouth, and I kind of freaked out. And I went to the bathroom and I spit it out and I was I could taste it and I was like,
all right, so that was a small amount,
enough to fill your mouth.
It was enough. It was filled my whole mouth.
Okay. Jesus Christ!
But then,
Drew, do you 69 anymore? It's not even in my. It's like, you know what the 69 is for me sexually. You know how there's stuff that used to be in people's jukebox? They pull it out and they rotate it every once in a while. It's not even in there anymore. It's like in a closet
somewhere.
D5 used to be 69 on my jukebox. It's not even there. I don't know where it is. I'd have to go down to the basement and see if I could find it. Not even 69 is not there anymore. I mean, not only do I not 69, it's not in the bag of things I could do anymore. I'd have to make a special trip to go get the 69.
I think you could find it next to the fingering section.
Be next to the finger bang. Like, if I was with a chick and she was like, hey, let's 69, I'd be like, oh.
Hold up. You can't.
Where is it? Is it in your pants? No, I got to go down. I got to go get. This is going to take a few phone calls. Do you got time? Do you really want a 69? Because I got to make a couple of calls. This could take a while.
Yeah.
I got to be down like in the crawl space of my house with a flashlight trying to find the 69.
I think you'd find the finger bang first.
Yeah, probably would. Claire?
Okay. So he's able to release urine.
When he has an erection.
A few ounces when he has an erection, which already is a feat that is mind-boggling.
Right.
But it's only when we have, only when we're 69. And I mean, it might not be urine because I do know that there's No.
Unless if you had a mouth full of something, a liquid that tasted like urine, it's urine. I don't trust that she had a mouth full. I mean, she may have had a teaspoonful that felt like.
And he a did. Mouthful. He did. There was no ejaculatory releases, right? There were no muscular spasms. You noticed.
She doesn't know. What do you do? Get all coked up and then drop a Quaalude and have like a six-pack of wine coolers before you have sex? How come you don't know anything?
I don't do drugs.
Well, what's up? How you don't know where you are?
Well, I...
You're like, I don't know. I don't know. I can't tell what it was. I don't know where his penis was. I think it was in my ear. I'm not sure. Something came out of his penis. I'm not sure what it was. It's hard to tell where I was. Well, what's up? You don't know where you are? You don't know what's coming out of him? You don't know any of that stuff?
Well, I wasn't positive. No, I apologize.
All right. Well, Drew, what is this? Could be some prostate problem or something?
Yeah, it could be a lot. Is he on a medication?
Yeah, but I don't know what it's called.
Okay, well, what's the medicine for?
It's a certain depression.
All right. Those medicines are notorious for causing strange ejaculations and certain kinds of urinations and things, and I bet it's more related to his medication than anything else.
What are you using for birth control?
It's called Elise.
LS. That's fine.
Good. All right, baby. Don't get pregnant.
Okay. No.
This is probably his medication, okay? There you go.
Well, I mean, that's got to be crazy when you're depressed and you're 17, you're on medication, but you're doing a lot of 69ing. I mean, how do you process that? It's like, like the Lord was saying, good news and bad news. Bad news, you're going to be on medication to alter your depression. Good news, plenty of 69 and coming up.
Bad news, you won't be able to enjoy it.
Right. Marina?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, my parents left for Mexico, and me and my cousin, she came over because my parents didn't want to leave me by myself, and we were just messing around talking about, you know, bisexuals and gays, and all of a sudden, like, me and my cousin just started fooling around.
This is a female cousin?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh, your parents must be just delighted.
What?
Oh, they went to Mexico and left a kid. What the hell do they care?
Well, they left me with my cousin.
Oh, yeah. We get that part.
Your troubled 19-year-old cousin.
She's not troubled. I look up to her a lot. And
sure. You're 69ing. You gotta look up.
I don't know. I know I'm not, like, a gay or anything.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, let's chalk this up to somebody. Have you been victimized before?
Well, my dad molested me when he would come home drunk and stuff.
All right. Well,
perfectly normal, perfectly
this
healthy.
This 19-year-old is once again taking advantage of you and victimizing you. And I understand you're not gay, and that's good, but if you are not gay...
Don't act gay.
You're well, right. It's not
I know, but...
It's not likely you would have gone on with along with this if this person would have weren't a victimizer, weren't had any real concern with how you were feeling during this encounter. And if you were just experimenting, then so be it.
The thing is that I like really enjoyed it, but like I don't see myself with other women. I just like I liked it with her because she was, I don't know, me and her get along very well.
Well, wait a minute. One of the reasons you liked it with her is because you look up to her.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that she showed you some attention and some affection.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a female, and it was like in a non-threatening kind of way, right?
Yeah.
And what did you guys do?
She kind of asked if I wanted to try and, you know, kiss, and so we did, and it just got, like, so into it that, I ate her out, and
finishes school?
Where? Okay. All right.
She has trouble talking about these things. I don't know.
I understand. I understand
before.
This is difficult.
Yeah.
Now, this cousin, this is the daughter of who?
My aunt. She's a sister
of your drunken dad?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
And she's married to a drunken guy, too?
Well, her dad is an alcoholic, too.
Oh, right. Shock. Shocking. Shock.
They left him because
good. Here's my wish for your dad, that the donkey that he took to Mexico is hit by a Greyhound bus. That is my sincere wish for your molesting drunken father. I really do. I hope something horrible happens in Mexico. Besides going to Mexico, I want something actual horrible in Mexico to happen to him.
Yeah.
When's he coming back?
They're staying there for about 2 weeks.
Good. Maybe something will land on them. That'd be nice. And what did how long did your dad do this to you?
When I was little, he kept doing it. Like, well, he gets drunk basically every day. I mean, I think he's drunk right now, but I don't.
Watch the F word there, baby. Anderson put her on hold because she said she didn't give an F. But listen. Can't we let someone who's been molested by their drunken dad use the F word on the air a couple of times?
Don't they
deserve that?
Yeah. She deserves a pass.
Yeah, you get a free pass. This is like seniors' discounts and handicapped parking. This is the same thing. You get molested, you can use the F word once. All right. So he stopped doing this, though, right?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. And
old enough to, I don't let him do it anymore.
So he has a little sister now or something he's doing it to?
No, I don't have a little sister. I'm the only child.
Mm. Really?
Neighborhood kids?
What?
No. And what is, did your mom know about this?
No, she doesn't.
Don't you think you ought to tell somebody and get some help for this?
I don't know how to tell her. I don't.
Maybe not mom is the place to start.
Right.
Is there someone at school you could tell?
No, if you go to a counselor at school, they take you out. And I mean, I don't want to, I love my mom a lot, but it's just that I don't get along with my dad.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, leave my mom with him. And she won't leave him.
Well, I think if she knew what was going on between you and she would leave.
She probably has some feeling. I mean, think about her dad.
Was she sexually abused by her dad?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think probably.
Just assume everybody was in the entire family. All right, Marina, here's your work. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you your plan for life.
Okay.
A, do not hook up with some abusive alcoholic prick.
Okay.
Or victimizing female.
You will be attracted to guys like this.
Yeah.
Be careful. Do not ruin your life with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, don't have any kids for a while. Get your grades up and go away to college somewhere.
Okay.
Get out of that house. And eventually, you're going to have to get some counseling and do all that kind of stuff. Right now, just get good grades, go off to college, don't get pregnant, stay away from abusive guys with booze bottles in their hands, And as far as your cousin goes...
And hash pipes.
Just chalk it up to experience. Do not get back involved with your cousin.
Yeah.
You're not a lesbian.
You're a lesbian.
It's one more thing that happened in your life, and you're going to have to move on. All right?
Okay.
All right, baby. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. That's a dynamite dad. That's a great dad.
And yet another. Another fine American father.
Right. All right. Laura?
Yeah, hi.
You're 17. What's up?
Is it normal for you not to give a crap about the guy who just takes your virginity one night?
Not normally, but it could happen. Is that the way you feel about the guy who took your virginity?
Well, yeah.
And it was about a month ago? It says on the screen July 4th?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't give a crap? Are you going to break?
Yeah, let's go to break.
All right.
We'll talk to her about that. Hang on, all right?
All right.
All right. Ooh. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Dave Navarro. You're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's our friend Dave Navarro there. All right. Let's get back to the phones one more time and speak to Laura, who we were talking to. Lost her virginity on the 4th of July. She's 17. So about a month ago, and is not interested in the guy she lost it to.
Yeah.
Is he interested in you?
Oh, see, that's the weird thing. I mean, I asked him. Well, see, I was supposed to actually get... I was told to control my language, but... I literally got effed, and I was supposed to by three guys, but their mechanical difficulties enabled them to rise to the occasion, you could say.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Laura, what's up? What happened to you?
Yeah,
where's
who?
Your dad?
Sleeping.
Sleeping where?
In my mom's bedroom.
Did something bad happen to you?
Well, it's just my parents, they only let me go out with, like, my best friend and relatives, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I've been locked up in this house for, like, 7 months.
Do they yell at you a lot? Are they sort of abusive to you?
Oh, yelling, yeah.
Did they ever hit you?
Not recently.
But when you were a little kid?
Oh, yeah.
What's your dad doing?
There you go.
What's your dad? Cop?
No. Nah.
Male nurse?
Home improvements?
No.
Electrician?
Oh, yeah. In the trades.
Union?
Bad. Is he in the union?
Nah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's worse. All right. So, listen, you sound a little angry.
A little angry? Well,
yeah,
why not?
Very angry. Well,
you've been abused. You've been physically abused, then emotionally abused. Okay. And you know, now you're out to get revenge.
You're gonna lose your virginity to three or four guys?
Three.
Three guys?
Yeah.
How old were they?
One was just turned 17, another was 19, mm-hmm. and the one I actually did lose it to turned 16.
But wait a minute.
And how did it go? You were at a 4th of July party?
Nah. They wouldn't let me go out like I was saying, and I just couldn't take it. So 1 o'clock in the morning, I chugged a few shots of Jim Beam, grabbed a couple of shots of moonshine, and hopped off my porch.
Okay, where did you find the... By the way, where were you when I was in high school with the chugging and the moonshine?
I was going to say, is that something, what does that mean even now?
I don't even know what moonshine is. Couldn't you have just had another shot of the Jim Beam? You had to go to the moonshine?
I don't like whiskey.
Oh, moonshine.
I see. Yeah, moonshine,
of course.
Goes down like, it's really like sorbet melting in your mouth.
Faster.
Right. Okay, so you jumped off your porch, and where did you find the three guys?
Well, there were four, and they were coming to get me. I was supposed to meet them down the road at the church, but sure. I didn't get there, so
right.
They picked me up in halfway.
Picked you up in the road, mm-hmm. And where did you meet these guys? I know they were coming to get you, but where did you meet them?
I met the one that I actually had sex with. He lives down the street from my grandmother.
I see.
Hold on, I gotta figure this out.
So,
what do you think was going through those guys' minds? Think about it.
Oh, I know.
Here's a girl that just likes to have sex. This is great.
She's horny, dude.
She's horny. She wants it as badly as we do.
I told them the deal.
So what'd you tell them?
Well, they all know I hate to be touched. I just hate it. And I drank because I knew what I wanted to do. I just wanted to get laid. And I knew I wouldn't let them touch me if I wasn't...
Right.
Or drunk
that's
or
how I am with the strippers. I got to get boozed up in there. And so
that.
You got drunk, and now you're with the four guys.
Yeah.
And you go somewhere. Where do you go?
My granny's house.
Oh,
granny's house. Where's your granny?
West Virginia.
I know, but is she in her house?
No. They were all gone.
There you go. That's the part you gotta...
Went there, it was an empty house, and there was more liquor.
All right, so a little more moonshine.
No, I had a shot of rum, shot of Canadian Mist, and a half a bottle of red wine.
Half bottle of red wine.
Yeah.
And then the one guy says, okay, it's time to start having sex.
Actually, no, he asked if he could go first.
Yeah, smart. So he goes first.
Well, yeah.
And he has sex, and then, No.
No, that's the thing. Mechanical difficulties.
He couldn't get it up.
Right. That was that guy.
He asked me to play with it, and I told him if he was going to get it up, he was going to do it on his own. So
sure.
He asked me for a bathroom.
He asked you for what? Bathroom?
Yeah. He went to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. All right. Isn't the bathroom outdoors in West Virginia there?
No, it's Virginia.
Got a moon carved into the door. So
half moon.
He goes.
Crescent moon. That.
She does, yeah. Nice. Shocking. So he tries to play with himself, then guy number two comes along, and what happens?
I pull him in, and I threw him on the bed, and I'm like, you either get it up, or you get it up now, or you get the F out. And
that's good for a guy.
He said the same thing. It's too much pressure. Could you help it out? And I'm like, oh, God forsaken.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to get laid, and I already told him foreplay is boring. It takes too long, and why do you got to take all that time when you know what's coming? And I just wanted to get some dick.
You're right.
I didn't want to do the kissing.
I have a vanity plate that says that.
It's just boring. It doesn't do nothing for me.
Yeah, but wait a second. You're a virgin, right?
Yeah.
How do you? Okay, I didn't want to get into it, but how do you? You know, she sounds like she was brought up in a brothel, for Christ's sake. I mean, she's a virgin? How are you so bored of foreplay when you're a virgin? Okay, well, don't even answer. You got a million problems. So then guy number three, what happens?
He came up to help me put my clothes on, but ended up taking off his.
I see. Well, I'll do that sometimes because I find them confining my own clothes. And it's hard to help people when mine are on, so I'll take mine off and help them out with their clothes. So, and then you had sex with him?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the fourth guy couldn't get it going either?
No, I wouldn't even let him in. He didn't want to take off his hat for me, so I just told him he has to be celibate if he wanted to do what I wanted.
Country Bear Jamboree
right.
here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he didn't want to take his hat off.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Yeah.
Was it one of those big novelty foam hats? You know, those big, huge, 20-gallon
one. Black eye, and he thought his hair looked bad.
Yeah. Well, I got that black man's hair too. It gets a little nappy sometimes. I could understand him wanting to take his hat off.
Do you cut on yourself, Laura? Too?
No, huh?
Do you cut on yourself?
No.
Nothing like any other self? Just, do you ever try to hurt yourself?
I can't stand pain. I'm a big sissy.
So you've had sex with one guy.
Yeah.
And
But this is so massively self-destructive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is really serious.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I just got mad because the one guy I did have sex with, I mean, he really pissed me off.
Yeah.
He was okay with passing me around like a piece of meat with his friends because they're his friends.
Hey, Laura?
Mm-hmm?
You're going to be mad at a lot of guys a good portion of your life.
Well, I told him he was going to be like that, and
No, forget about him. I'm just, here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to infuse 10 years worth of knowledge into you in about 10 seconds. A, do not sleep with any more guys. You got some serious issues, baby. Serious. I sit here all night and talk to people with issues, and you got some real, real serious issues. Do you hear that?
Could I start A after tomorrow?
No.
Now.
Now.
God.
Laura, just, I don't know. You got to get some counseling. You got to do something. Can you go lesbian? Can you find Jesus Christ? You have to do something because you're going to be doing porn films in 3 weeks.
No, that would be
my answer.
That would be a good outcome, frankly.
Yeah. I'd like
the whole lesbian thing. I mean, I love my I went in, I like.
Oh, Laura, Laura, you are spinning and spinning out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, you got to see someone. You are on a path that is very self-destructive.
I'm sort of like my dad. I'm like, I'm stubborn, and you're the closest thing I'll ever get to a shrink, because everybody wants to send me to one, but...
Yeah, well, listen to them.
You need some medicine, you need some counseling, you need to stop the alcohol and God knows what other drugs you're doing. You got to be contained, and you need help doing that.
We got to go, but Lord, and don't get pregnant, please. And and just don't hang out with guys for a while, okay?
I don't have any girlfriends.
Well, then don't hang out with anybody. Get a dog.
You need some girlfriends.
And I have another question.
No, we're out of time.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get help for yourself. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Find an adult that's the most sober in your family, and get him to do something for you. That's I didn't even know. She's like, I didn't know where to begin. If I was an insurance company, I would have totaled her.
Containment. She needs to be four walls.
That's right.
Literally physically contained.
Padded walls.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Seth Green's coming in here a little bit later this week. You know him from all those teeny bopper movies. And does a great voice on The Family Guy, which is a show I really enjoy, which is back on the air now. And he'll be in here plugging what movie, Anderson? What new movie does Seth Green have coming out?
Rat Race.
Oh, Rat Race.
Yeah. Speaking of, how weird. We just mentioned Mad World.
Yeah.
He's on Wednesday. So.
Curious about that new movie. So I'll be glad to talk to Seth on Wednesday. Brian?
Hi.
You're 22?
Yeah, I'm 22.
What's up?
Well, basically the question is, what is Wellbutrin and what does it do?
Are you drunk or Scottish or both?
No, I'm from the South.
Wow.
Deep South. But I came up here to go to school.
Oh, okay.
Well, up here is in Michigan, and I know you hate how that happens, you know.
I see. Right, right.
South of what?
Where were you? Where are you from in the South?
Florida.
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 Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just trying to fix my act. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you understand me?
Yeah, I can understand you.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to be a hassle or nothing.
No, listen, that's good times.
All right, sorry.
So, you're in Michigan now. You're going to school.
Yeah, yeah.
What school are you going to?
U of M.
University of Michigan.
University of Michigan.
I see.
Ann Arbor, sorry.
I see. And you want to know about a medication?
Yeah, well, right. Wellbutrin.
Wellbutrin's antidepressant. It's it has some stimulant properties to it. It's a unique class, bupropion. It's a good medication. It's effective as an antidepressant. Why? What are you doing with it?
Well, see, I work at a hotel overnight. I'm actually here right now, and this lady left some in her room, and on the side it said may cause drowsiness, and I was having trouble sleeping like last Friday.
No, it actually usually causes stimulation and difficulty sleeping.
Really?
And headache. The two most common side effects from Wellbutrin are headache and sleeplessness.
Why would it say may cause drowsiness?
Because I guess it may, but it's unusual for it to do that.
It said discard after July 2nd.
Right, why don't you do that?
Well, all right, I think I will. Also, well... I don't know. I took them and I noticed that my butthole is big as a mason jar. I had to put the accent in.
Now, tell us where your accent's really from.
Well, he doesn't. He made it up.
What?
Yeah, he made up his accent.
Woo!
Yeah, but it was such a bizarre accent.
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out what it was.
Asshole.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, good times, buddy.
Good night.
Right. No, that's still his voice.
No, it's not still his voice.
You guys didn't hear that? That was like the fakest accent I've ever heard on the show.
It was too fake. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Hey, Brian.
Like all
Brian,
the different things at once.
I thought the guy was from... I thought he was Scottish.
I thought he was from the South trying to change his accent, as he said. But hey, Brian, there's a restaurant at a train station there by U of M, right?
Pardon me?
There's a restaurant at a train station.
Uh-huh.
Like a train goes right by it?
Right. There's an Amtrak station in U of M.
No. It's like an old train station that converted to a restaurant.
Oh,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you and I ate there at one time. Remember that?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Tell us that place called. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
All right.
Who cares?
Well, we thought we'd try to get a little pertinent information out of the kid, you know. All right. Good times there, Brian. Meanwhile, there's virgin 17-year-olds who are killing themselves.
Yeah.
Who are on hold. Jay?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
First, can I say that, Adam, you're a comical genius?
Oh, thank you. Yes, many have said that.
And, Drew, I really respect you.
Okay, Jay, thanks. What's up?
Yesterday, my girlfriend, she was giving me a blowjob. And, today, I noticed she had a cold sore on her lip.
Oops.
Yeah, is that a problem?
It could be. We'll see in the next couple of weeks. If you get any sores on your penis, that could be a sign that that cold sore or the virus from that cold sore got transmitted to you. And that can happen, but it's not likely. Don't have oral sex while she's got an outbreak, all right?
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Good times, Jay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good times. He sounds like it is good times, huh?
Kind of
dejected.
Well, I think he wanted to wait till something came out on his penis.
Yeah.
And now, every cold sore on a lip is a herpes?
Essentially.
But if you get it once every 5 years, it's not herpes? Or what? How does that work?
Why doesn't every time you have oral sex, isn't there herpes transmitted?
Well, here's what I'm saying. You always talk about the possibility of herpes being transmitted without an outbreak. Without a lesion.
Right.
But a lot of people, and if you have something on your lip, it's herpes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you call it a cold sore, but it's a herpetic sore.
Mm-hmm.
But what about people who get cold sores on their lips every so often?
They could transmit herpes.
Blue moon.
Blue moon.
I mean, you know, I don't know. It's something you don't get as an adult as much, but when you're younger, you'll get those things like mm-hmm. every few years.
Which is true of any herpes virus, right? The outbreaks tend to decrease in number and frequency and intensity.
But when you're nine and you have a cold sore on your lip, is that herpes?
Yeah, probably.
So you have herpes then for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't every kid get a fever blister, for lack of a better term?
It's very common.
Very common.
And yet when it appears in the penis, people freak out about it.
No, but there's no difference. I mean, look, almost everybody has had a fever blister on their lip at one time or another.
The ones on the outside are usually herpes.
Not on the lip. That's different.
The ones inside, the canker sores?
Yeah.
Maybe different.
That's not necessarily herpes. Right. It's got to be outside of the leg.
Well, those are the ones that are more classically herpes, yeah.
Yeah. Suzanne? Susan? That 34-year-old
virgin
who called the show says she's a virgin?
There you are.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Susan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's up?
Well, I've been seeing this guy on and off for some time, and we haven't had sex, and I'm a virgin, and I feel like this guy's pretty inconsistent with me as far as when we see each other and when I hear from him, although it wasn't like that when I met him, and I know now he's probably wondering what's going on, that we're not having sex, and I want to tell him, but...
He doesn't know you're a virgin.
No.
34.
Yeah.
Virgin.
Yeah, I know. What? It's bizarre, huh?
Something happened?
No, just feel like I needed to be in a relationship.
No. What are you coming in at? 3 bells?
I'm sorry?
How much you weigh?
Come on. Why?
Be honest.
Honest?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no weight. No weight issue.
No weight issue?
No.
Really?
Yeah, serious.
Your whole life, huh?
Whole life. Yeah.
Never molested?
No.
Why haven't you had a relationship?
Good question.
Okay, yes. Why haven't you had a relationship?
Yeah, I don't know. Met a lot of guys and for whatever reason go out. Either one party doesn't like the other or that just doesn't work out.
Okay, all right. 34, could happen.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to nuts. I always hear, here's what I, when I find the virgin in their 30s, I usually start at obesely overweight, and then later I then slide to nuts.
Neither.
You're not nutty?
No.
You're on no medications?
No.
No one has asked that you be on medication?
No.
What do you do for a living?
That's not relevant either.
Oh, yes, it is.
No.
Well, let me tell you what's relevant and what is not relevant. Everything that leaves my mouth
is relevant.
Even when I hawk up a loogie, it's relevant. Blah, 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 blah. That's right.
Well, Well, here's the story.
Yes.
I don't know how I'm going to bring it up to this person. And now, you know.
No, listen. I'm not on to this yet. I want to know why you're a virgin at 34 and what is going on.
Well, what's her career? What
because
she
this is the answer.
Yeah, well, my career doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Well, what is it?
Bad luck, I suppose.
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
Aha!
Okay.
Accountant, okay. You're college educated?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And is there anything physically wrong with you?
No, definitely not.
Men are attracted to you?
Yes.
Wait a minute, what city are you in? Hollywood?
What's your ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Do you have a religion? A religious family?
No.
How about you come down to the studio and we have a look at you?
Yeah.
See if we can get to the bottom of this.
Well, so here's the story.
You want to come by the studio?
No.
No? See Dr. Drew in person?
No.
No. Okay. What about your dad? Where is he?
Where is he? At home.
Uh-huh. How do you get along with him?
Fine.
Do you love him?
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
A few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And where does he live?
In California.
I see. And
that narrows it down.
Small state. I probably know him. And did you move away from home to go to college?
Mm-hmm.
And you
mom.
Do you like women?
Mom.
No.
Mom.
What about mom?
I'm fine.
How's mom doing?
Good.
You love mom?
Yep.
She's a good woman?
Yep.
Still together with dad?
Mm-hmm.
Dad doesn't drink?
No.
Never raised a hand to you?
No.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How are they doing?
Okay.
Are they virgins?
No. I don't know.
Well, you assume
I doubt it.
Assume they're not.
I assume they're not.
Okay. You ever see a therapist?
No.
You ever think about it?
No.
Why not? You're a virgin.
Well, no, it's not the virginity.
Is that a disease?
No. It's not about the virginity. It's about the...
You're unable to connect with somebody in an intimate way.
Right, that you can't have a close relationship. You can't have a...
I think it's because no one's really ever stepped up to bat with me. I think that no one's ever really put forth the effort to have a relationship with me.
Whatever that means...
of an emotional level. And so, finally...
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Someone goes out with you a couple times and they want to sleep with you, so...
And so why don't you keep going out with them and tell them no?
I don't know. Maybe they don't stick around.
So if they don't get to sleep with you, they abandon you. How many times has that happened?
Quite a few.
100 times? 10 times?
I don't know. Maybe 10 times.
So this is. But here's what we're getting at. This is your problem. This is something that you're doing, and maybe it's the choices that you're making.
In the guys.
We want to know why you're hooking up with these losers. Or what your part in this whole debacle is.
Because it's relatively rare to find a 34-year-old that can't have a relationship. Right?
So
therefore, the only variable causing that in your situation is you.
Well, so now I'm in a relationship, and...
All right.
Now I'm faced with the situation of having to communicate with this person who's actually been fairly flaky with me. And
by the way, it's not a relationship when you have to describe it as we are communicating like some sort of robots. And he's been flaky, and that's not a relationship. That's a guy you kind of date here and there.
Well, then I guess that's what it is. So I'm in this situation where I'm just trying to figure out, should I go forward or should I not? And
go for what? You don't like this guy.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
You do like him?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating him?
Well, on and off for about a year.
Why off?
Because he put distance between us.
Why?
And then came back around. Because he has issues and...
What are his issues?
His issues are that he's going to AA and needed that time for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, there's something at work here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all... It's not us. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a little therapy?
If you're going to be involved with an alcoholic, you at least have to go to Al-Anon. You have to.
Yeah.
And so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Never raped or molested, huh?
No.
Nothing?
Dad's not an alcoholic?
No.
Something's up. Something's really, really up. Well, maybe you have some kind of chemical imbalance or something.
It may be something just very subtle. We can't get to it. We're used to these really grotesque problems.
Hold on. Do you think she's angry at all?
I don't know what she is. Like, we can't get anything.
No, but there's a certain...
What do you feel? I feel emptiness.
Okay, there's...
That's what I feel.
That's what you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel someone is really closed off, yeah. Not in touch with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And if there was something to talk about, we wouldn't be discussing it anyway.
She's a million miles away from whatever's going on.
Right, but yet called the show knowing we'd probably get into some of this stuff. She didn't really have a question. She's dating a guy for a year. It's on and off.
She wanted us to go, yeah, go for it. You have sex with him. I don't know what she's looking for from us.
And what do you want from us?
I just wanted to know how I bring that up to somebody without scaring the hell out of them.
Bring what up?
The fact that I've never had sex with somebody.
It's not going to scare them.
That is called a relationship, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Talking about who you are and what your values are and what your expectations are, that's a relationship.
Yeah.
And this is something that's important to you, and if you can't bring that up, that's not a relationship.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
And go to Al-Anon.
Therapist.
Or a therapist, one or the other.
Thanks.
All right, man. She's like, look, something happened to her. I'm not saying she was beaten or molested, something.
Intrusion. Want to ask her about an eating disorder? Come on, get it.
Okay, all right.
Suzanne?
Oh, did she hang up?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh. You ever have an eating disorder?
No.
No?
No.
What's your dad do? A minister?
No.
What's he do for a living?
Just regular job. I think you're hunting.
I'll tell you why we're hunting. Let me explain why we're hunting. I'll give you one of my famous car analogies. It's as if we were mechanics and a car came into our shop and we tried to start it up and it wouldn't start. And we looked around and the car looked fine. It looked like it was in good condition.
And we asked the owners and they went.
And we kept turning the key and nothing was happening. So we're popping the hood now and we're trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
So there's something going on with you.
Yeah, I think just scared, and I got started in the dating game late.
No, 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 no.
What
no,
the
no.
hell kind of crazy cliches are those? You're 34 and started in the dating game late.
I did.
What the hell does that mean? When did you get started in the dating game? 22, 23?
28?
Yeah, maybe a little bit later.
What do you mean the dating game?
What were you doing the rest of the time?
I don't know, not dating.
Okay, why weren't you dating?
I don't know.
Well, there you go. There's
the car's not starting
again. There's your answer, Suzanne.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Suzanne.
Yeah.
I ain't living in your pumps, so do whatever you want with yourself. I'm telling you there's something going on. I don't care, but there's something going on. You got to live the rest of your life under your scalp. So whatever it is, I suggest you look into it. A little therapy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Or don't. Whatever you want. It's all fine with me.
Enjoy.
I get my big paycheck and go home. I don't care.
All right, keep going.
I'm mad at her. I don't know why she makes me angry now.
She didn't make me angry, though.
Really?
No.
But she's just...
I know.
There's just a lot of denial going
on
there.
But there's something going on with her. That's a level of denial that is so deep.
Late in the dating game.
Brittany, 16. Brittany claims to be Enrique's girlfriend. Remember Enrique, the guy with the accent from Bolivia or wherever? This is the Middle Eastern girl.
Yeah, I don't know what
come
to
on,
believe
come
anymore.
Come on.
Hi.
Brittany?
I just wanted to call. I heard him talking, and I needed to say or call or say something.
You're the Muslim girl?
Well, I'm not Muslim. He was lying.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Well, what was he talking about?
He made that up.
What was he talking about then?
Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't hear the whole question, but what I heard, it sounded like him.
And what did he say?
He said... He was having problems with me going back and forth, and he was just about our relationship he was talking about.
He said her mother wore traditional garb of Islam, of veils. They were from Bangladesh, right?
Right.
And that her parents had really urged her to not date him, and in addition to that, she was done.
She was what, in addition to that?
Done with the relationship.
Yeah. See, that was a lie. He said that because I have an eating disorder is the reason, the real reason. It had nothing to do with he was Muslim.
Can you vomit through a veil?
I would imagine so.
Does your mother wear that traditional garb?
No, it has nothing to do with that. That all right, was you all don't, a lie.
Why would he bring all that in?
With him converting?
He's very weird. He's very weird.
And by the way, he wasn't from Seattle.
He wasn't.
No. Okay, where did you meet this guy?
I met him through school.
Okay.
Well, look, okay, even that's not important.
Well, this isn't...
I do have a question.
You got the wrong guy.
Then never mind.
Maybe he was lying about where he's from or something.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
I do have a question. My question is, I met this guy, and he's really great. He's really sweet, but I keep going back and forth with him. And
how long were you with him?
I was with him. Well, we've been on and off for, I don't know, a couple months, probably more.
Brittany, you got the wrong guy. You didn't even hear the question. How bizarre and grandiose is it?
I have a question for you.
How bizarre and grandiose is it to hear a guy talking to me and go, that's me, that's my guy?
No, I, well, whatever. Okay.
All right, hey, Brittany.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, okay? All right.
Look, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This night is actually freaking me out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm losing it.
Why don't we just...
Think about it. The girl with the gotta have just some penis and the three guys and the last girl. I mean, it's just chaos now.
Let's just punch out and play PSAs for the next 40 minutes. What do you say?
You may have to. I'm losing it.
Okay. Look, Brittany has a question, and I will field Brittany's question, but the reason we talked to Brittany... And the reason we punched her up early is because she said she was a past caller's girlfriend. Mm. We wanted to get to the bottom of that. Well, she's not, and that's fine. She has a question. I'm sure it's a valid one. And so I'll just let her stew in purgatory for a little while. We'll talk to a few more people, and then we'll get back to Brittany, because why should she cut in the front of the line?
That's right.
All right. Now, who do you got here, Drew? Talk to Jennifer, who's 25. Jennifer?
Hi.
What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend has a daughter that just turned 13 in March.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a boyfriend that will be 13 shortly, I believe. But the thing of it is she's not allowed to see this boy at her mother's house, and she comes here every other weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, about every other Saturday that she's here, pretty much every other Saturday that she's here, he comes. Well, I was very wild when I was young, so I know what path she's heading down.
Right.
Because all they do is make out on the couch and stuff like that.
Right.
How old is your boyfriend?
How old is my boyfriend? 34.
Mm-hmm. And they just make out in front of you?
They do it in front of me because she tells me, like, everything. Like, she told me he goes up her shorts.
All right. Listen.
Hold on. I think it's go up the top and down the shorts.
It's good.
It's
good that she trusts you. It's good that she's your buddy. But it sounds like she needs somebody to set some limits. And if her dad won't do it, you're doing her a much greater favor setting limits with her than just being her buddy.
But the thing of it is his mother lives here too.
Yeah.
And they give me, I have no control over her.
Well, then that's that.
His mother lives here. Means
where they all live.
Right, we all live together.
Jennifer, her boyfriend, and his mom.
Right.
And then the daughter visits every other weekend.
Right.
Yeah, forget it. Stop. Don't
wait
go.
A minute. You're saying his ex-wife lives there?
No. His mother.
The boyfriend's mother.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's mother.
Oh, your boyfriend's...
Her grandmother.
Yeah.
The daughter's grandmother.
Oh, yeah. All right. Why is that?
Why is that? He's always lived here.
Oh, okay. Well, if they always have.
Don't forget. I don't want to know any more about
anybody.
I want
to know if your boyfriend is still living at home.
He is. He is. He's always lived there.
He grew up there.
He's
a ninny.
And you're living there with him.
Right. Yeah. I've been here for like 3.5 years.
Oh.
We have a child together.
So that kid has a chance at a good life. You know, I'd like to do with that kid. Pack him into one of those circus cannons and just fire him into a vulture's nest.
Pterodactyl cage or something. Yeah.
just so he had a fighting chance.
Jennifer, your boyfriend's daughter.
I'm not done with her. Jennifer?
What?
She needs limits. She needs limits, even though there's no limits anywhere else in this household, no boundaries.
Holy Christ.
If I sit down and talk to her, she would probably understand.
No. This is 13 is not a talking age.
How?
It's an age when you just set rules. And if the dad and the grandma can't maintain them with you, you'll never be able to maintain them by yourselves. And I suggest the people you sit down and talk to are the grandmother and the father.
That's what my question is. Should I say something to
them? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. This guy, what's this guy do? Just smoke weed all day?
No, he owns a tow truck.
Ooh, boy. I'll tell you. Tell him I will see him in hell.
Why?
There is a corner reserved in hell.
Because of the 13-year-old and the young kid.
Guys who drive tow trucks, there is a corner in hell.
He's not. He's very reasonable.
All right. Look, I don't even know where to begin with her in this. The guy's never left the house. By the way, how do you have two kids? You still ain't out of the house yet?
This is the first time I've wished we had a guest here. Our callers are too much for me tonight. I'm overwhelmed.
I don't know. We'll take a little break.
Full moon, yeah.
And I may have to yell at Jennifer a little more when we come back.
All right. Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. And we're going to move forward with what's commonly known as the show, but tonight it's all over the place. Let me just talk to Jennifer real fast. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Listen, baby, I don't trust this tow truck driving guy you're with.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to have any more kids with this guy.
I can't. I got my tubes tied.
Ooh, good.
What a girl.
Good. I'll tell you, you just went from goat to belle of the ball over here. I love the fact you got your tubes tied.
I did it for my 23rd birthday.
You know what? I celebrated when you got those tubes tied. I don't even know where I was.
Oh, I had a pound of fudge.
Yeah, good times. Okay, so you got no more kids coming. How old's your kid?
My kids? I have three kids.
I'm oh. Back to Chupacabra.
You just slid down to the Chupacabra. You just slid down to goat again. Three kids with and this guy.
But I had a very rough life.
Don't worry.
Oh, no kid.
Don't worry. They're not all with him.
Don't worry. Those kids are going to have a rough life too, baby. Don't think they're going to get off easy.
But my kids, I mean, I try to make the best I can.
Yeah, you try, except for you're living with a guy who lives at home who's 40 and drives a tow truck.
Right.
Other than that, you're doing great by him.
Right.
Okay, baby. So, what is this guy doing? Is he smoking weed or drinking?
No, we don't drink and we don't smoke weed or anything. I was a heroin addict for 4.5 years, but I have 3.5 years clean.
Well, wow. Okay. Hey, listen.
Stay with
I was
it.
Just going to say, Jennifer got something good going on here.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff.
And imagine the tubes tied.
Yeah. Imagine the Jennifers we've spoken to who have a whole different vibe going on.
I'm going to have 10 more kids.
Yeah, you're getting down on her for sort of selection and partners, which is sort of okay. But she's right. Been a heroin addict, been sexual compulsive, three kids, you know.
Oh, I'm saying it's between the two of these kids. And they got four kids now that are just spinning off into space. But Jennifer's
she's
trying.
In recovery. She's
that's
doing the
right.
work. She's really, you know.
Keep it up, Jennifer. I applaud you.
Yeah.
Not actual applaud because, it's too hard to put my hands together. But I do thank you. Applaud you. John?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. You're 34. I'm about ready to kill myself, really.
Well, I'm hoping I can help Dr. Drew.
This is like one of those nights when you're an ambulance driver and it's just one call after another. You're going out to car wrecks and murder scenes.
And you think, why couldn't I have worked with my dad at the furniture shop?
Yeah. Well, I got nothing that serious. That restaurant in Ann Arbor?
Yeah?
I believe that's the Gandhi Dancer?
No.
That doesn't sound right.
In the old train station?
It was an old train. Maybe it changed name since we were there.
No, I thought it was called Trestles or something like that.
No.
It's a train station, or it's an old train. The train still goes right by it.
Yep. It's behind that trestle bridge. All right. Drew, why do you care? You think you're going back there to eat? Drew, at this point, the game's just trying to amuse himself.
Yeah, just trying to make it. I was just trying to get that guy to talk so we could hear what his real voice sounded like. That's really what I was trying to do.
I'm going
to
do 20 minutes on Lidsville.
Again?
Coming up.
We just did that.
Chad?
That was last show.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
You're 21. What's up?
Hey, a couple of years ago, I started experiencing a lot of anxiety, and then it kind of led to some depression, and I thought it would go away. And it didn't, so I started seeing a counselor. I saw him a few times. I even at one point got on Paxil, and that really just made me really tired, and it didn't really do anything for the anxiety. And so now things haven't really. I mean, I've had good spells and bad spells, but now it just seems like it's gotten worse. And for the first time, I've really started thinking about suicide, and that's really scaring me.
All right, so it's time to get back on some medication, right?
Well
Chad,
yeah.
Let's put it this way. Let's say you had diabetes and your blood sugar control was such that it was threatening your life. Are you going to take some medication to take yourself out of danger's way?
Yeah.
Okay, the reality is this is actually more dangerous. 20% of people with major depression kill themselves.
Chad, I started thinking about suicide tonight too, buddy.
Yeah, but I'm
hopefully be over it tomorrow.
Now, if for any other condition that we said you were in the throes of a life-threatening process, you're going to say I'm not going to take medication that could save your life? That's bizarre.
I just
It's bizarre, Chad. Now, you don't take it, I'm not saying you have to take it the rest of your life. I'm saying that you, when you're in harm's way, you have to do something to get yourself out of harm's way. Theoretically, also
I don't feel like that really solves the problem, though. It just kind of covers it up for a while.
For a while, that's all we need, is just make sure you live long enough to solve the problem.
I'm not worried about... I mean, I'm not saying I'm actually going to do it. I mean, I'm just... You know, it's crossed my mind. It's not like I'm, like, you know, buying a gun or anything. It's just... I mean, I'm not going to do it. It's just...
Yeah.
Sometimes I get so down that I, you know, think that... Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
Look. But, I mean, it's like, I want to deal with the problem. I don't want to...
What is the problem, then?
I don't really know.
Okay, well, it may just be the brain chemistry. You may just have genetically prone, and the chemicals may turn off.
Like a chemical imbalance, you mean?
That's your, if you want to call it that, that's another way of thinking about it.
The counselor that I saw said he didn't think it was that. I don't know how he could tell without doing some kind of, you know, test or something. But
why don't you see someone who uses medication, who's skilled, trained to make that kind of assessment?
Mm-hmm.
And see what's going on, because if that's what it is, there may not be a solution other than medication. I would suspect, you know, in terms of outcomes with these kinds of symptoms, therapy over a pretty extended period of time, not just a couple of visits like you've had, and some medication for a while, and you'll be fine. But if you don't do anything, you're not going to be fine, and you're in harm's way right now, and you're miserable. Why be that way?
Well, look, everyone's looking for a permanent solution. I don't mean suicide, but I mean, I don't want to take... I don't want to take this medication because this is just glossing over the problem. That just seems like a, you know, quick fix or an interim fix. But here's the deal, everybody. Why not? You know, if something works, why not just go with it? Well, at least you don't kill yourself in the meantime.
But in the meantime, you can work on the underlying issues. That's fine. But those take time.
All right. Jessica?
Yes.
You're 18?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay. My boyfriend told me once that when he was in like 8th or 9th grade, that a good friend of his was gay, and that they had given each other head.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of concerned about that. And he's 22 now, and he's had no other experiences like that. And he, you know, I know that was a long time ago, but is that a problem, or is that normal, or what? I don't know.
Yeah, he is forever gay.
Yeah, it's hard to know what
that
means.
In the eyes of God.
I had a roommate in college. Who was
blew you?
No. Who was?
Oh, you blew him.
No, was talked into it. Literally, the guy was like, "Hey, you're supposed to be this open-minded liberal guy. Why don't you try this?"
How old was he?
He was like 17 when this. He was coerced into this, and then was screwed up the rest of it for like many, many years to come.
Many years. He's still screwed up. You just don't talk to him anymore.
Well, he doesn't seem screwed up.
No, but it affected him. It's a funny thinking where you convince yourself to experiment because you like that person. It's not what he wants to do. It violates boundaries. So it can be a normal, you know, thing that a confused adolescent does. It can be experimentation. It can be that he's gay and has trouble sort of coming to grips with that. But we don't know him.
No, I know him. I know him well. I know him very well. This happened, 8 or 9 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. If he was gay, he'd know it by now.
Right.
And him and that guy would have probably carried on for a while.
Okay.
All right, so don't freak out.
Okay, because I kind of am.
I know. Chicks do this. It's always funny, too, because guys find out that their chick was with a chick. It's like, slow down. Baby.
Yeah.
And what'd you do? It felt good. Huh? Yeah, you like that, don't you, baby? And then a girl tells that to a guy tells that to a girl. She's like, oh, my God, what happened? You really, if you really want to know the difference between men and women, this is the difference. I mean, I had a old girlfriend that had a experience with a lady, and she used to tell me, and it was like, did she do it to turn me on? It was like she was bragging about it. So I told her one time, I blew my buddy Mark Drottman, and she was like, oh. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I've like, had experience.
She's freaking out.
With other girls, and was nothing, and it seems more socially acceptable for girls to do it.
Oh, see, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, it's not about.
Maybe he just did what I did, which is he made a story up to freak her out.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
First off, could you turn down the Super Friends in the background, please?
Oh, that's
for Christ's sake!
Sorry.
Oh, your TV. Mm-hmm. I thought the Super Friends were there in person. And they made an appearance. You know, they can do that because they can fly.
Yeah, they're superheroes.
Yeah, Jessica?
Uh-huh.
How is it that you've been with this guy for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long?
For 7 months.
7 months, which is a decent length relationship at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get a feel for him or read off him at all. You don't know if he's gay. You're worried. Hey, you don't know the guy. You don't get a vibe off of him.
And I didn't think that he was, but when he told me that, I just freak out. You know, I'm like, I really love him, and I know it's when we haven't been together that long, but it's just something that freaks me out. I don't want to end up, if we work out, you know, him busting an Elton John on me and leaving me, you know?
Right.
He's gay.
Right. He could do that, yes. He's not going to do that. He's not gay. Listen, if he was gay and he was still having these feelings...
Mm-hmm. He probably wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, I don't think he'd tell you. He'd be pretty freaked out, pretty nervous about it and guilty about it.
Right.
All right, so you've had some confusion in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sexually?
Mm-hmm.
And
don't,
otherwise.
And otherwise your whole life. So don't transfer all that into him.
Okay.
You deal with your issues and forget about him blowing the guy in the eighth grade.
Okay.
And try not to think about it when you're having sex with him next time. I'm going to be thinking about it next time I have sex. That's good times.
All right,
we're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to come back and speak to Roger's girlfriend is on the depot shot and says she's pregnant. Wants to know if that's possible.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Let's power through some calls. What do you say here, Drew? Here we go now.
Not tonight. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, I'll believe when I see it. Here we go. Roger, Kansas.
Yes.
What's up?
First, I'd like to say, I know you two get a lot of individual accolades, like, you know, Adam, you're so funny. Dr. Drew, you're so smart. But I don't think you two together don't get enough praise for the effort you do. So I'd like to recommend, you know, say, you know, thank you. You know, for what you two do for all the young people in the country.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
okay.
That may have some punch to it.
No.
Yeah, I've been eating up a storm over the week. That could be. No. Thanks, Roger. What's the question there, buddy? Good buddy.
Okay, my girlfriend, when I first met her, she was at this tech school, and she was getting that birth control shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time...
Just out of curiosity, what is being at a tech school and getting the birth control? Why did those two things go together? You know what I mean? Why do we need to know that she went to a tech school? And that's where she got the birth control.
She went to a school, okay? I didn't want to say junior college. And
I see.
Okay, and before, and we were to have sex, I told her, well, let me go get a condom. She said, no, I'm on this shot. I can't get pregnant.
All right.
So she graduated. She moved back home, and she went to her doctor.
Did you graduate from junior college?
Tech school, please.
Okay, and you got a shot from him, or
she
her?
She got a shot from him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a couple of weeks ago on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday, I went down to visit her. We had sex, and she's called me this Friday and said she went in to get a pap smear, and one of the tests came back and said that she was pregnant.
Huh.
And she said, well, she said the nurse had told her that, well, the doctors in the hospital, sometimes their dosage is usually higher than what they give them at the schools. So it could be possible that it's throwing her body off and making the test come back, making her think that she's pregnant. And she's got to get a pregnancy test done Monday. And I want to know how.
I'm confused by what you're saying here. So I don't know exactly what they were referring to. Because a pregnancy test... Did they do a pregnancy test?
No, she wanted to get a pap smear.
Yeah, pap smear can't tell you whether you're pregnant or not.
Well, this is what she told me. And she said that they have to test them before they do the pap smear, whether or not they're pregnant or not. And
a urine test, presumably,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
They do that?
Yeah, usually. Often.
All right, so the urine test came up positive.
Yeah, I don't see what that could have to do with the shot.
Why couldn't give you a false reading on that?
I'm not familiar with it doing that. I mean, it's a different chemical.
Maybe they were just trying to soften the blow a little bit or
maybe
wanting
she just
him
got,
to come back for the second one.
Just got pregnant on the shot, which can happen. I mean, that's such a thing, but it'd be pretty awfully rare.
Okay. Well, the point is, Roger, she's got to get a second test, and you got to figure it out, and then it's kind of moot at that point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what can you do?
Right, whether it's exactly whatever the cause is, if she's in fact pregnant, that's that.
Angel, You're 30. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I was listening to the show tonight. It sounds like you guys aren't very happy.
Well, that's all right. We're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Well, let me just get to my problem.
How about those Dodgers?
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
Drew, you be quiet. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've been married about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, it takes forever for him to come.
Mm-hmm.
Like to ejaculate, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, hold on.
Huh?
Hold on, let me look that up. Come. Yes, ejaculate.
Yeah,
right.
It takes him so long, and, right. You know, I used to love sex, but
sure.
With him.
Now it's a pain in the neck.
Huh?
Now it's sort of a pain.
Yeah, it's like it takes him so long. I'm just wondering what if this is some kind of medical thing.
How long does it take him?
You know what? I'm telling you, sometimes it'll be like over. You know, I keep pulling at the clock. You know, sometimes it's over an hour, and it just gets tiring. I know sex is supposed to be great, and if he, you know, I hear.
No, this whole thing that you know that sort of rap music has given young males, particularly, a notion that women like to have sex all night. It's not true. I mean, most women, 20 minutes is sort of upper limits for most women.
Exactly.
And after that, it's just looking at the clock, feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's like, what's taking so long, you know?
Yeah, you're drying up, you're in pain, it's hurting, it's uncomfortable. I mean, that's most women.
Yeah, it's like, once I'm done, it's like, okay, come on, can we get, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
How long till you're done?
Well, you know, to be honest, I mean, I can keep going. I mean, I'm pretty lubricant down there. I mean, that's not the problem.
How long till you're done? Not till you can't go any further.
Maybe 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
Do you have an orgasm?
You know what? When we first were together, I used to, but you know what? I try to, but I just can't seem to...
Ooh.
You know what?
There's something's up here, Angel.
Well...
And your name's Angel.
Angel, so
we know there's trouble.
Yeah, something's up.
And by the way, there's always trouble when you go, when do you have an orgasm and you get that... Well, you know what?
Yeah, I got it. To be honest.
Let me be candid for 1 second.
No, I love my husband.
I know. He's a dynamite individual.
Yeah,
everywhere
else in our life, everything's perfect.
Does he give you some oral sex?
You know what?
You know
he
what?
Won't do it because he says it smells. And it makes me mad because he always makes me, suck on him.
Yeah, well, Sir Walter Raleigh here. Why would she possibly be unhappy with this relationship? Oh, it's perfect. I beg your pardon. It's perfect.
I'm sorry. My head was away from the phone. What did you say?
This guy sounds like a kind of a jackass.
Well, you know what also I meant to mention? I mentioned to the guy I was talking to.
Keeps going.
Yeah.
He masturbates a lot.
Oh.
And from what I can tell, because I've found certain pornographic, you know, things hiding.
Well, that makes it more difficult for him to ejaculate, doesn't
it? I told him that. And you know what? He said he stopped. And I still don't believe him because once I caught him, and I get so angry, I start throwing...
What else is he doing behind your
back? Hold on. I'm not interested in him right now for a second. I'm interested in Angel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Angel.
Yeah?
Were you like an ex-junkie?
No.
Did you do something? Are you doing anything now?
No. I'm just actually nervous and hyper anyway.
Yeah, why'd you get that?
I just got this kind of hyper.
Yeah, I'm just... You know what? I'm just really, I've always had a lot
anxious,
of energy.
That's anxious.
You're anxious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm a little nervous.
All right. Okay. And what's this guy do for a living?
He works at in hardware.
Ooh.
Hardware department.
Ooh.
And before that, he worked at mobile gas station.
Ooh.
And he stayed up all night, all hours.
Ooh.
And you know what he told me once a few times?
Mm-hmm.
He used to, you know, in the bathroom of mobile gas station.
Well, at least he went to the bathroom.
Yeah, but it really pissed me off because I feel like, okay, what about me? I'm here. Let's, you know, do it
right.
together.
I used to whack off in the windshield wiper bucket when I worked at the gas station.
Oh,
yeah, they'd be like, what? I can't get this bird crap off my windshield.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out why when we have sex, which
and by the way, if he worked at a gas station in Southern California and he was jacking off in the bathroom, believe me, he was the only one using that bathroom. You cannot use a bathroom when you go to a gas
bathroom,
station.
It's pretty disgusting anyway.
All right.
All right, Angel. So let's make tally the score here.
Well, Angel's angry at him.
Just tally the score. Let's see. He ejaculates, masturbates excessively, and ignores
and ignores
the fact that impacts on his sexual performance with his wife.
Shut up.
He won't have oral sex with her because he insults her and that she smells, and he won't help with that. And yet he demands oral. I mean, let's keep going here. What other qualities shall we list,
Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know what? Also, I forgot to mention, which this might mean something. He is like a consistent, always worrying, always asking the same, do you think this happened? Do you think that happened? Always worrying about, he has a terrible time sleeping. He's been on everything from Paxil to,
That will delay his ejaculation, too.
Well, yeah, actually, when he was taking it, yes, that delayed it. But I'm just saying, even after taking all those drugs, none of them stopped his worrying.
Yeah.
And even after...
Is it worrying or obsessing?
Oh, absolutely.
About what? Like, who you've been with or that
kind
of stuff?
No, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, this is kind of a separate thing. Just, he worries in general, so I think that's what, like, when we're having sex, he's probably thinking about something.
All right.
So I say,
hold on.
Can you stop thinking, please?
Do you guys have any kids?
Yeah, we just had one.
Okay. Easy. Easy with the kids.
Don't worry.
How about a little couples counseling, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's time.
You know, I asked him, and he just, I don't know why he won't go. And
Well, because he doesn't want to go. The same reason he doesn't want to go is the same reason why criminals don't want to go to confession.
Yeah, he doesn't want to change.
They got stuff to say.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be screwed if he has to sit down in front of a third party and discuss all the things that he does.
He's ashamed. It's time on behalf of your child for you guys to get a little help. You love your husband. There's a lot of good stuff here. But it needs some work. There's a lot going wrong right now, and now's the time to take care of it before it really festers.
Hello, this is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back.
Well, I'd like to apologize for that show to anyone who endured it.
I don't think the listeners had to endure it. It was our enduring.
Oh, all right. I'd like everyone to apologize to us.
Thank you. Yeah.
So we'll take a break, and we're going to be back, man, and we're going to have a fresh charge on this battery tomorrow night, and we're going to give you a show.
It wasn't for lack of charge.
No.
Come on.
Show and a half. Show and a half tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I just wanted to get some dick.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.